Do you ever go to their places where you go to swimming?
Yeah, of course. I was one of the fortunate few. The country club at that time was one block from my house.
Yeah.
And so in front of my house was a racetrack, or sulky track, where they had sulky races and horse shows. And then another time it was a baseball field. And on the other side of that was the country club, where the community center is located right now. And all out there where the Greenville High School, the Presbyterian Church, and the Episcopal Church was the golf course. We used to, in the summertime, because I spent all my time over there, we played golf and swim and tennis and just everything like that. But now, there were a lot of people who didn't belong to the country club. The only other place you could swim was the YMCA. Had a little bit of indoor pool. And of course, the pool at the country club was something like, it might have been 20 yards long. It was a little bitty thing. And we'd swim over there, but we would go out on Warfield Road. There were some bar pits out there.
Bar pits.
And we called them bar pits. And that's where they got the dirt to build a lift. And it left a hole in the ground and it filled up with water.
Is that places where hogs with water is that
coming? No, it's where they dug a big hole in the ground and they would be big. They'd be, you can see them all up and down the levee. You see them, but in this particular area, it was not wooded. It was wide open and it was sandy. And we just found a place where it had a sandy bottom and we could go out there and swim.
Places where you catch your animals around here. Do you remember animals being kept like hogs? Y'all keep
here?
Them? Yeah.
Yeah, we used to keep, we went in the hog business at one time and probably had 200 or 300 of them right over in an area to the south and west of where we are now. And then I think the swine plague or cholera or something got in there and about wiped them out and it got us out of the hog business. But most people on the farm used to keep a few hogs. And of course you'd always keep hogs when you had mules. Because there are practical reasons for that. The mule, well, and the mule did not digest the corn. A lot of corn went through the mule's digestive tract intact. And that's the reason that the hog was eating the mule manure, is because it was corn in it. So you could kill two birds with one stone. And it was a very economical way to raise hogs. They complemented one another.
Now, you always had your own animals to go hunting with, or?
No, my grandfather was a big hunter, and none of his sons liked to hunt. And I was the only one of the grandsons that liked to hunt. I don't know why this happened. And I have hunted not as much as some people. I never owned any bird dogs, anything like that, but I've hunted doves and have hunted birds and hunted ducks off and on all of my life. More so up until the time I got out of high school. I hunted quite a bit. I really kind of got out of the habit after I came out here because I really was too busy. But since my son-in-law has come out here, he loves to hunt. And he said, well, that's a new gun. That's one he just bought, that one on the ground. He hunts with bow and arrows, he hunts with guns, he's got a muzzle loader, 54 caliber muzzle loader. He can go hunting with that. So we're beginning to fix up some muzzle. Yeah, it's an antique. It's not an old gun. It's a brand new gun, but it's a 54 caliber muzzle loader.